Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today. Dream Sweet Dreams of You by Rick Vasquez is a Latino survival love story set in the Sonora town, downtown Los Angeles. Rafaela, being the daughter of one of the largest cattle ranchers in California, gave up all rights of her family name so that she could marry Juan, a true-hearted boy who had his soul sold for the pursuit of music and fame. Through the course of their marriage, they experience social indignities, leading them to their final emotion, forgiveness. Rick Steven Vasquez is a published author, artist, musician, and movie producer, above all, a devout family man. Rick has also authored another book, A Mountain Within, published in January of this year. Also executive producer and writer of the psychological horror science thriller Seance, released in 2001, and a talented musical composer. Rick Vasquez, author of Dream Sweet Dreams of You, joins us on This Week in America. Rick, a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Rick, for having me. I appreciate it.
I want to know so much about your grandmother. What I've read in preparing for the interview, a very special lady. Talk about why your grandmother was so unique and special.
In consideration of the book, she was very special. In my life, she was very special. But for other readers, she's very special, too, because we cover an age period from 5 years old all the way until she passed away at 82, all in this book. And so what makes the story so important and special is just the normal things of life that she had to go through to survive in a time period, you know, of early 1900s, and she passed away in 1982. I think the messages that she had within the books is a message for all of us, not just myself. I mean, we go through basically her relationship with my grandfather, her love relationship with my grandfather. She hits upon very, very strongly what was happening to Latinos in Los Angeles in the early 1910s. I mean, considering a heavy migration from Mexico was coming to Los Angeles due to a dictatorship of President Diaz from Mexico, who was basically causing a lot of people to have to flee.
Yes.
So we get that going on, and at the same time as we have the love story part going on. Unfortunately, Rafaela, as we said earlier in the introduction, basically her family were a wealthy family, a connected family in Los Angeles, and owned pretty much all of Calabasas, California, and all the way to Malibu. And so they were pretty wealthy. And so having this benefit, Rafaela herself, from 9 years old, was attended a finishing school and was pretty much educated as a proper woman. So all this is in there, but also in marrying my grandfather and the turmoil that they had to go through, she also had to experience the terror of being impoverished.
Well, and, yeah, she had to deal with a lot in her life, didn't she?
Oh, she really did, Rick. She, that's what makes her so interesting, because it's such a different lifestyle, not necessarily because of 1900s or where we're at right now. It's just the fact that the value of life was different. For Latinos back in that days, it was pretty much the value was in your heart. And it was how to be a good person. And there was no greed. There was no self-centeredness to how to obtain. And so that's just so much different. And that's what she really learned, because that's not how she was raised. It's what she learned on how to really depend on her heart to learn how to love, be happy, have joy, even though her life was very, very hard.
And we can learn a lot from her life and the story that's told in the book Dream Sweet Dreams of You by Rick Vasquez, our guest on the program. Books available, of course, wherever books are sold. And Rick's website is rickvasqueztheauthor.com. We'll give that to you several times during the course of the program. Get information not only on this book, but all that Rick has been involved in. Dream Sweet Dreams of You. You talk about it, the title song and the title of the book as well. It was a song your grandfather had written for her. Can you sing a little bit of it?
Rick, I am a songwriter.
And a talented entertainer as well.
But no, really, I can't do justice to it. Rick, I don't know if you knew this, but also... Every one of my books, or at least Dream Sweet Dreams of You, is also audio. And what I have done is taken my grandfather's music, because my grandfather, for my inheritance, gave me all his sheet music, all his original sheet music, because he was actually a major entertainer. And so what I have done between every chapter is give you a snippet of some of his music. And then for a special surprise at the very, very end, I did an actual recording of him, of a full song of the song, Dream Sweet Dreams of You. So, I think I'm just going to let the music speak for itself.
Well, let the music speak for itself.
My music is so much different than that.
And you can do that by getting the version that Rick had talked about, rickvasquezTheAuthor.com. And you can link out by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It took 40 years to complete and publish this story. What took place in your life during that 40-year time span?
Well, there's a lot that happens in 40 years.
Yes, yes.
But what took so long to actually produce this and get it published was I actually wrote it. I started when I was 25 years old, and when Rafaela, my grandmother, came to me and asked me if I would write the story. So I did, and it was pretty much done by the time she passed on, which was probably, I was 28 when she passed on. She was in her 80s, so we got to take that into consideration too.
Yes.
She was 80 years old when she gave me the story. Prior to that, I really didn't know who my grandmother was. I didn't know these characters. I didn't really understand. You know, she was just a loving person in my life. You know, she was my grandma. But I didn't realize what a special person, spiritually, and, you know, just loving how she was. And, of course, the circumstances in the book will show you why she was so loving to her grandchildren. She, you know, it's part of the story, so I don't want to ruin that part.
But the reason why
it took me so long is because I could not understand or forgive my grandfather. I mean, you have to understand, my grandfather was a celebrity, but sometimes when you're a relative to a celebrity, you don't care. He's my grandpa. He's supposed to be this or that.
Yes.
And so I never really saw him as a celebrity, or I didn't understand what that really meant in decisions that he made in his life. So I was, for years, just almost embarrassed to actually put his life along with her life in the story. But the reason why I did is because when I became 60 years old, I joined a rock band, and I play keyboards and piano. But they were playing, I'm actually what they call a Hollywood band, and in some of the places here in Hollywood, California, we actually got to play my songs. We play all the originals. The name of the group is called the Cougarachis. But just to see the people absorbing and loving and cheering my songs, oh my gosh, it's like
the adulation.
It's a thrill.
Yes.
It's a thrill. And for once in my life, I could see kind of how he made the decisions that he made you know, have them be totally wrong decisions, but you can see how
we arrived at those. The book we're talking about is written by our guest on the program today, Rick Vasquez. It's Dream Sweet Dreams of You. Book available at the usual places. I will direct you to Rick's website as well, rickvasqueztheauthor.com. Get information there. And you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on there. Your grandmother had a number of grandchildren, and she chose you. Why do you think you were chosen to be the storyteller, the one that would write this story?
Yes, she did have a lot of grandchildren. However, my grandmother and I had a really special relationship. And not that I was any better or she treated me any better than anybody else, but I really believe that my grandmother knew exactly what I needed in my life. And I believe that she had me write the story, not down, not necessarily for her, but for me. And, you know, she's always was telling me for years that I was going to be a storyteller and that I was here to heal people's hearts. But I'm telling you, through this story, the heart that got healed was mine. So I'm only saying is that she knew what she was doing. She was a very wise spiritual woman that she knew I needed this, and I used it for the whole 40 years.
And it made such an impact on your life, as you will find as you read the book, Dream Sweet Dreams of You, and audio form as well, and to get information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What do you think is the most important part of your grandmother's story? I know that's hard to say because there are so many really crucial parts, key parts that shaped other family members, but what are some of the most important?
Well, the most important part to me is, I mean, it changed throughout all the years, to be truthful with you, as I was going through different segments of my life, such as my marriage, my children, my family, my own parents, just all the beauty between those things. And,
yes,
you know, I think what she really showed me was how precious all that really is, that that's the specialty of life. But what's important to me even now is that she actually, once again, used her heart to really find out what love was. But most important in her life was forgiveness, because once she could forgive, especially my grandfather, she was able to actually appreciate and have peace and joy in her life. And that's what she, that to me, that's the most important part of the story, is the fact that, yeah, she might have been 82 years old when she found it, but she definitely, both of them died in a very peaceful situation with each other.
There are so many lessons in the book that we will value as readers. Rick, as the grandson, valued as he went back and reflected on her life. And it meant so much to him as he was writing the book, Dream Sweet Dreams of You. Rick Vasquez, our guest on the program, that's Vasquez. His website is rickvasqueztheauthor.com. I mentioned the background, a very talented musician, an author, a movie producer as well. I almost see this on the big screen, I guess, with that background as I'm reading through this. Any possibility this could be a movie at some point?
Well, you know, I did produce my movie already, Seance, starring Corey Feldman and Adam West. And after I finished that and actually went through, I paid for it 100%. And actually, I'm also known as the guy that paid for his own movie. However, it's kind of a well-known joke in our family. My wife says, if I ever make another movie, it was going to be grounds for divorce. So, no, I will not be making any movie.
Not with your checkbook, anyway.
Yeah,
if somebody else comes along with a checkbook, that's a different story. But yes, I can understand that. Well, if you did do this, because this is really, there are so many elements here that would make an excellent movie. Who do you see as your grandmother and grandfather? Who would play the major roles?
Well, you know, that had changed over all these years, type of thing, you know, originally, because the reason why I made my first movie was to actually see if I could do it so that I could make this a movie. And back in those days, it was Meryl Streep that I would want to play Ruffalo. And then later on, it came out to be, I thought, oh, Salma Hayek would have been great to have her play.
Oh, yes.
But now, probably, if it was somebody now, I think Jennifer Lopez would be a great Ruffalo.
Well, and as you mentioned that, I can see her just owning the screen in that role with the job that she would be able to do. Hopefully some producer person is listening or watching and will have an idea to follow through on that. A few minutes left in the program. You are an excellent storyteller. If you weren't a storyteller, what would you be? I don't see you in another role. I mentioned, you know, everything you do, but I'll put all of that in the storyteller umbrella. What else would you be if you weren't telling stories?
You know, Rick, as I told you, Ruffalo was a very spiritual woman, and we used to have what they called grandma time, where actually every time we visited, she would take her grandchildren that were there, and usually there was all of his cousins and stuff were there. And she would actually read our tea leaves and talk individually to us, and we called it grandma time. And back when I was 7 years old, she was talking to me about my tea leaves, and she actually told me, she goes, oh, my gosh, you're going to be a storyteller. And she goes, and you're going to heal lots of hearts. And so I was told my purpose of life back when I was 7 years old, and it just never changed for me. I do it through music, I do it through paintings, and I do it through writing, and I love it, and that's what I do. I mean, throughout my business life, yes, I owned a business throughout my time period, and that's why I was able to do movies and stuff.
Yes.
However,
yes.
My real passion and love is writing and communicating and telling stories.
Well, I love in the book, and you talk about grandma time and the seating arrangement and everything had to be just right, and how it might not have been every week. I think it was maybe three times a year you would get together, but the importance of that and how powerful, obviously years later, decades later, it's still prominent in your mind like it just happened a couple of weeks ago. She put a lot of pressure, I guess, on you as I'm looking at the story, wanting you to write the story. It took a long time to do. Reflect back on that and what would have happened maybe how disappointed she might have been if she would have known that Rick wasn't going to finish the story that she wanted him to finish.
You know, Rick, it just wasn't really a pressure type situation. She wanted her story to be told and for me to write the story. However, as I said before, I really believe she knew exactly how long it was going to take me to get this done, you know, published and everything. It was not necessarily for the world, but definitely she had me write the story for myself. And I believe the story is good to the whole world. I believe that everybody has their own story, but if you don't, you can sure share mine with my grandma.
Yeah, and it's time well spent in reading the book that we've talked about so much in the program today, because it's so worthy of your time. Dream Sweet Dreams of You. Rick Vasquez has been our guest on the program. The website, Rick's website is rickvasquezTheAuthor.com. You'll get information not only on Dream Sweet Dreams of You, but other projects that that Rick has been involved in. What are you working on now? We got about 30 seconds here. It probably will take longer than that, but what are you working on now? Still in the band?
Yeah, I'm still in the band. However, no, I have altogether 10 novels that are coming up. They're done, but they're in script form. A lot of them are script form. I finished one called All Kids Go to Heaven that will be published by Reader Magnet probably within the next 3 months. But I have 10 novels and stories ready to go. Different genres, but ready to go.
Well, I hope we have a chance to talk about some of those. Your plate is full with everything you've got going and been working with Reader's Magnet on the process of getting them out into the public. What's that been like, working with Reader's Magnet?
I'll tell you, they have been wonderful. You have to understand, I'm an average Joe. You know, I'm not a trained writer. I did go to college and everything. However, I'm not a trained writer. But these people, they really guide me through a lot of the marketing aspect and being connected with you, Rick. You know, they've been great. They're helping me with my website. We're launching it. We're ready to go, and I'm very happy with it.
Well, the website is excellent, and I encourage people to visit that and find out about the book we talked about, Dream Sweet Dreams of You by Rick Vasquez. But not only that book, but other activities that Rick has going, and too numerous to mention during the course of a half an hour interview. If you go to the website, you'll see exactly what I mean. Rick, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking about your grandmother, talking about the book, Dream Sweet Dreams of You. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today.
Well, thank you, Rick. I do appreciate the time. And I just, you know, hope that my book ministers to a lot of people,
needs. I think it will answer a lot of needs out there, and I encourage people to get more information and to purchase the book, which you can do at Rick's website, which is rickvasquezthauthor.com. The book is Dream Sweet Dreams of You. You can find, of course, information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.